Jay Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and welcome to an extra special long part of a two-part series, an extra special long makeup show for me not being able to do the show last week. See, you know how I've gotten into this whole cycling thing pretty hard? Well, as it turns out, I'm also pretty good at hitting the ground pretty hard. And I messed up my right hand pretty bad. And, well, you know, my right hand is the one that I use the mouse and other things. So it was actually kind of difficult to do the show. But so what I did was I sent an email out to a whole bunch of, like, industry people. People that I know, people that I value their opinion. Asked them to send me 5 tracks, kind of like a listener's month, only these are tracks that are influential to the genre, could be overlooked, or could be just their favorite, that sort of thing. And so I picked the first 3 responders, Pete Crane, who is of, my mind just completely blanked, The Crystalline Effect, and Shiver. This is funny when you can picture the album covers in your head, but speaking of the second person who responded and is included in this show is Tom Shear of Assemblage 23, probably my oldest friend in the music world, and probably my most insane friend in the music world is Matt Finale of Caustic. The three of them, independently of each other, picked 5 tracks each, and there was a little bit of overlap, and that I actually found pretty interesting. The first 3 tracks you heard was Negative Format with Echo Chamber. Before that was Head Scan with Synchrony, and we started things off with Hosiko with Instincts of Perversion. And interestingly, because I just lumped all the tracks together and started mixing away, all 3 of those were Pete's choices. I do believe he has more choices coming up, however. Speaking of coming up, we're going to continue on with something that both Matt and Tom picked, which is interesting because it wasn't ever really one of my favorite Nitzareb tracks. This is Nitzareb with Control. I'm here. I'm DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Away. there is probably the most influential modern EBM track of all time, period. You got to say from 1988, Front 242's Headhunter has probably spawned more bands, more songs, more albums than anything since Kraftwerk. Unfortunately, it's also one that I have heard so many times in my life that I want to track down every single copy of it and smash it with a hammer. Actually, no, not really. I was sitting there listening to it a couple of times this afternoon while I was doing the show, and it was like, I kind of miss this song. And then over the course of the next half hour, it was like, I don't really miss this song anymore. It's just that it's been so overplayed over the years that I just really, really don't ever want to hear it again. But then again, that is the very essence of Tom Sheeran itself. Very, very overplayed, and I don't want to hear it again. Oh, snap! Did I say that? Tom is one of my, as I've said a number of times, and I'm not doing this to name drop or anything like that. Tom is one of my oldest online friends, period. And he was the first person who ever sent me, I guess it, probably in that days it would have been a cassette of his music from his upcoming album, which at that point, I believe his first album, it came out on Gash Records, but it almost came out on Offbeat Records. He got a an offer and decided to go with the Canadian alternative because Offbeat didn't seem very stable, and he didn't feel that he would get the attention that he deserved. And, well, the rest is history. Anyways, we're going to continue on with, as it turns out to be, another one of Tom's picks, and one that when I listened to it, I was like, wow, I forgot all about this track. And it's just interesting because the older the Covenant is, generally the better it is. Unless, of course, you go back to Dreams of a Cryo Tank, at which point you're like, yeah, not so much. This is Covenant with Feedback. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
And there's a track that I'm really, really hoping is never, ever, ever a forgotten or overlooked track. That was Birmingham 6 with You Cannot Walk Here. And that was one of Matt Finale's picks, and a very, very good one at that. That was, of course, from Birmingham 6's last album, and which is really sad because they really peaked with it. And, of course, the vocals for that were done by Jean-Luc Demire of Front 242. We're going to continue on with, as it turns out, another one of Matt's tracks. This is one that, honestly, I saw a Cruciform Injection once live. I was actually very impressed, and I thought that their music was much better live than on disc, but this is a pretty good track. This is Cruciform Injection with Reducer. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Don't. And that was Mind in a Box with Certainty, and of course that was the Seas remix. Pete didn't actually specify the Seas remix, but that's one that I am utterly, utterly addicted to, and it is on my iPod, or my iPhone, I guess. We're going to end off the show this week with we were left over with three or four tracks that didn't quite fit anywhere. You had ones that were like 160 beats per minute. You had one that was like 120 beats per minute or something. And then we had tracks that Matt Finale picked. Dun-dum-bum. Anyways, we're going to end off the show with one of Matt's picks because it's a very, very overlooked track from Suicide Commando's best disc, in my ever so humble opinion. This is from Mindstrip. This is Suicide Commando with Raise Your God. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week. This is my body.